Firefight. Prologue. I watched calamity rise. I was 6 years old then, as I stood in the night on the balcony of our apartment. I can still remember how the old air conditioner rattled in the window next to me, covering the sound of father's crying. The overworked machine hung over a plummet of many stories, dripping water like perspiration from the forehead of a suicidal jumper. The machine was broken. It blew air, but it didn't make anything cold. My mother had frequently turned it off. After her passing, my father left it on. He said that it felt cooler with it running. I lowered my popsicle and squinted at the strange red light, which rose like a new star from above the horizon. Only no star had ever been that bright or that red. Crimson. It looked like a bullet wound in the dome of heaven itself. On that night, calamity had blanketed the entire city in a strange warm glow. I stood there, popsicle melting, sticky liquid dripping down around my fingers as I watched the entire ascent. Then, the screaming had started.